kids know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Do you wonder what they're talking about over on the Death Star? Well, all you got to do is tune into Right Wing Talk Radio. They are the choice of Darth Vader and company. But anyways, 844-967-2789. We'll get back to the phones in just a minute. I want to point out Right Wing Talk Radio. I've heard some god-awful analogies and some twisted pretzel logic trying to somehow support Putin or blame this all on Joe Biden. And you know, perhaps the worst amongst them, Tucker, rhymes with Tucker. Kremlin-backed media now broadcast entire Tucker Carlson monologues with Russian subtitles. He must be so proud, you know, as he's expanded his footprint overseas. Fox News host Tucker Carlson has continued defending Russian President Vladimir Putin, even as he ordered a full invasion into Ukraine this week. The Hill's John Kruzel points out that Kremlin-backed media outlet Russia Today has been keen on exposing its audience to Tucker Carlson, and even went so far recently to rebroadcast an entire Carlson monologue about Russia, complete with Russian subtitles. Russia Today, in particular, this week showed... Russia Today, in particular, this week, showed a now infamous Carlson monologue in which he questioned whether Americans should even dislike Putin at all. So in case you don't watch a lot of the Foxy News or, you know, tune in to Right Wing Talk Radio, here is what Tucker had to say. I got to tell you, this one stings a little. I do the Tucker. It may be worth asking yourself, why do I hate Putin? Question mark. Carlson asked rhetorically. Has Putin ever called me a racist? Has he threatened to get me fired for disagreeing with him? Has he shipped every middle-class job in my town to Russia? Did he manufacture a worldwide pandemic? I love how Tucker thinks that the, you know, pandemic was manufactured. Did he manufacture a worldwide pandemic that wrecked my business and kept me indoors for 2 years? Is he teaching my children to embrace racial discrimination? No, you are, Tucker. Is he making fentanyl? Is he trying to snuff out Christianity? I don't know. What about the Ukrainian Christians? Although many on Fox News have used the Ukraine crisis to bash Biden for being weak, Carlson has done the opposite by accusing Biden of deliberately trying to gin up a war. Poor Pooty Poot. This is Biden's aggression. He made him do this. And I got to tell you, on Right Wing Talk Radio, where I started my day today, just to see how they were describing it today, I heard sort of a god-awful analogy. I know we've talked about a few lately. But the analogy used was something to the effect that, well, how would we feel if Mexico wanted Texas back? And, you know, wouldn't we as the American people feel it necessary to go invade Texas to take it back? You know, because there are people, Texans. And I'm thinking to myself, well, first and foremost, Mexico has probably got a better claim to Texas than we do. And above and beyond that, no, maybe if Texas seceded and declared itself an independent state, and then we wouldn't invaded the independent state of Texas. I mean, the people of Ukraine voted their own independence. It wasn't close, Tucker. I know you think they're all Russian sympathizers and they've been dragged away from the mother Russia, but something like 90% of Ukrainians voted for this independence. So, Right Wing Talk Radio, I mean, you know, I have a hard time digesting it, but to twist your logic somehow to make it analogous to, you know, of course we'd have to go invade Texas. There are people we'd have to take back. And I'm thinking, you're defending Putin. I mean, let's think Poland in like 1938 here, Dan O'Donnell. Would you use the same logic to defend Hitler? And again, I'm not trying to be overly hyperbolic, but this is the greatest act of European aggression since World War II. And Joe Biden didn't gin up this war. Joe Biden didn't call his buddy Pooty Poot and encourage Pooty Poot to do this. I mean, the reporting from 2020. And why didn't this happen on Trump's watch? That's the other thing I hear on right-wing talk radio and right-wing media. Trump was so powerful and, of course, unpredictable. But it was as recently as 2020 that Trump was trying to force-feed Russia back into the G7. Well, why in the hell would Putin need to invade? He had a more destructive force as an ally. I mean, Trump was doing more damage than this war probably will. You know, as far as Pooty would see it, 844-967-2789, but I don't speak for him. Trump's far more likely to do so. Or maybe Tucker. Or you, Dan O'Donnell. You traitors, 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome back, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, in 2008, W had a meeting with Putin. And at that meeting, according to the Yahoo News article at the time, Putin made it absolutely clear Ukraine is part of of Russia, and he was going to take it back. W did nothing about it. Then there's no question that Trump cozied up to Putin, basically said, yeah, go ahead and do anything you want. So he wasn't doing anything about it. And then we get these guys that go on the your show, and they say, well, gee, why didn't Biden do something sooner? Well, if Biden had hit those sanctions sooner, why would Russia have not done what they did anyway? They had no particular reason not to. At least with the sanctions hanging, you could say, well, maybe there is some room, and he might.
If you preemptively ground the kid and he leaves the house and runs away, well, you've already grounded him. That didn't work, right? So, Jack, I understand there was no logic to sanctioning Putin prior to this desperate act. But once it happens, yeah, man, you got to swing the hammer.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, of course, all of these wonderful patriots like Tucker Carlson, excuse me, almost mispronounced the name, and a whole bunch of Republicans are saying, oh, yeah, Biden's weak. But, you know, they don't have any other answers. So what would they do? Well, the answer is they don't know.
Well, give them the chance, Jack. They would overturn the Electoral College count of 2020 and somehow restore their cult leader, Donald Trump, to his rightful place, you know, in the driver's seat at the Death Star. Come back with us. Dominic joins. Sort of an Ewok-sized character. He's going to co-devil for the entirety of the 5 o'clock hour. And your phone calls, they're always going to be welcome here. Join us, 844-967-2789.
You got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
It sounds interesting to me.